Here we go.
Okay. I'm going to talk about biases, which is the plural, and the verb, which is biased, okay? And I want you to get the definition straight on the three of these, because the words are mixed up all the time and misused in each other's place, okay? A bias, as I say here, is a singular noun, and the definition, so I'm going to read it, is a preference or an inclination, especially one that inhibits impartial judgment. Okay? That's a bias, a single bias. All bias is opinion, but not all opinion is bias or biased. Okay? So you can have an opinion, but it doesn't mean that it's based on a bias or biases. It's possible, and this is my explanation of it. It's possible that an opinion can be or reflect bias, but it becomes less relevant if the reporter puts the opinion aside in search of facts, verification, and the effort to seek out a variety of opinions about a given topic. In other words, the more people you talk to, the wider the input that you bring into the decision making that you make, and what you're going to say and what you're going to say about a certain fact. The more people that have a chance to talk to a subject, the more fair and balanced you are, the more people have an opportunity to give their opinion, and it isn't just what I have to say, what one person has to say. I think most of you would agree that bias is often thought of as an attempt to influence someone unfairly. Opinions, that's why bias and opinion aren't the same thing. I can have an opinion and try to influence you, but it doesn't mean that it's a bias. Okay, it may be well-founded. My opinion may be well-founded in facts, which I present in my argument. Bias matters most in journalism when it's applied to reporting or editorial decision-making. If bias enters in, it undermines or undercuts my credibility as a news source. Intent as it relates to bias. It occurs when a reporter or an editor making a decision about a story or about a fact deliberately wants to push a story in a certain way, has an agenda to promote a conclusion or an action by the reader. My paper is liberal, therefore I'm going to push an agenda that fulfills that direction or bias. So a conclusion or an action by the reader, viewer, or listener, or when someone is so personally invested in a topic that their perspective drives their reporting rather than the facts or the events. I think one of you spoke to that point earlier when we were talking a little bit about bias. Rather than gathering all the facts and then deciding what you're going to say about it, you start out with a preconceived notion. That preconceived notion speaks to a bias. Some examples from civil rights and Upton Sinclair's muckraking. We're going to talk about muckraking a little later, actually in a couple weeks. We'll talk about yellow journalism also as it relates to the Spanish-American War and how yellow journalism was used to sell newspapers. People who are very well-meaning, like environmentalists, can be very biased in what they tell you and don't tell you. And they feel that the ends, here we go into ethics again, the ends justify the means, but sometimes the means are biased in getting across the point of view they want to get across. Now, the difference between bias and a prejudice. A bias is not or does not necessarily reflect a prejudice. And I'll post these up in the presentations folder. In town hall. A prejudice, and I'll read the definition, is an adverse judgment or opinion formed beforehand without knowledge or examination of the facts. Okay? We have two kind of pinkish-red sweaters here. I'm trying to remember. Jessica? Yes? Jessica and Courtney have, okay? I don't like you because of I don't like that color, okay? It's not based on any fact or any credible good reason. It's probably need a shrink to figure it out, you know, why. But, you know, so I dislike you just on by definition because you have that color on. I'm not even aware of what the reason might be, but I don't like you because of that. Most commonly, a prejudice reflects an irrational suspicion or hatred or something deeply seated you don't understand of a particular group, race, or religion. Okay? Biases. Okay? I'm kind of mispronouncing it. You know, it's some of you would say biases. You know, I'm saying biases, so you hear the difference. Is the plural of the noun? It means more than one bias. Biased is a verb and reflects or indicates an action. Okay, a transitive verb. You're doing something. Okay, you're biased by reflecting that bias or biases. A person is biased if he or she means to influence a particular typical unfair direction. So you don't say I'm biased. You're biased. Do you hear the ed? I'm biased. The person is biased. Okay, I'll come back to that in a second. And that's pretty much it. Any questions? Okay, hang on one second.